boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. We are on episode 4 already of the Footy Bros Premier League podcast. In this one, it's going to be a banger. We've got a special guest on this podcast as well. Introduce him here in a second. We're going to talk about game week 6, the previous game week results, and some of the more common things that we like to discuss, such as the 3 stars of the week, as well as power rankings and the upcoming game week 7 fixtures. So once again, my name is Brandon. I'm your host. Alongside me, we've got Chase, who's our normal guest.
What's up, guys?
And a special guest today, Derek.
All right, guys, let's get it.
Let's get it. So going right into it, in game week 6, my scores were a shambles. We'll go over some of those score lines here now. The first game was Fulham versus Watford.
I thought that was going to be a good game.
It was okay.
It started really fast, but
yeah,
Watford was better in the first half, and then Fulham was better in the second half. It was definitely a game of two halves.
Yeah, I think Fulham definitely should have won that game.
Yeah, they should have. But they don't, you know, shots on accuracy is just bad, man.
Yeah,
they had 15 shots on 3 on target. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's a good
point. That's really terrible. And they had 61% possession. Yeah, they should have, you know, had at least get a shot, you know, on target.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, Andre Gray, right off the front foot in the second minute.
That was lucky, I think.
His goal?
You think it was a little lucky?
Yeah. I think, man.
What about Mitrovic, his goal in the 78th
minute? That was kind of a good finish, to be honest. Good little finish.
It was tidy, wasn't it? Yeah.
I really don't like his celebration, though. The little hand shaky in the ear thing.
You don't? Oh, man. Oh, that's a bummer. Luca Toni, one of my favorite Italian players.
He used to do that?
He used to do that. I loved it. That was his vintage celebration.
So maybe it just doesn't fit him too much because he's just big brute.
But it fit Luca Toni, though.
Yeah, Luca Toni is a beautiful Italian man.
He is a beautiful Italian man. But it's perfect for
Mitrovic
him.
Mitrovic is this big Serbian dude. Just
threatening
these guys. I had my these guys.
So Mitrovic is on fire. Yeah, he's got 5 goals on the season.
We said don't start him, so.
Yeah, kind of a disclaimer on that fantasy start-sit segment. Some of these start-sits that we have are suggested by Premier League experts on the official Premier League site. So, you know.
And they just don't hit.
Sometimes, yeah. The Premier League is so unpredictable. That's what makes it fun. So
I'll do my own predictions. I'm going to be right.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second. So Fulham have been inconsistent thus far, even with the goals they're scoring. They're 15th in the table on 5 points.
You know what's crazy about Fulham? Siri messed up by going there, man.
You think he messed up?
Yes.
You think he should have went to...
Yeah, he could have went to a better team. Like, honestly, like, if he went to, like...
Chelsea or Arsenal?
He could have been really decent.
I heard they were in
the
style.
Like, the play style fits.
It's not a bad...
It's I just think like, he's decent for that.
He's decent playing, like, that deep overall. I'm telling you, he's better than... I think
he's
all of
them. He's still pretty young,
I think he's better than all of them. And he said, I want Fulham, you know, really. But also, Fulham has a good team. Like,
yeah.
And yeah, they Cheryl do. On the wings.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, they do have some quality
games. They should be beating.
They should have won that game.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so Fulham sitting 15th in the table on 5 points. Watford remained 4th with their great start of the season. So, you know, a draw is a fair result based on the game. Manchester United versus Wolves ends in a 1-1 scoreline at Old Trafford. Key points dropped here. Fred had a nice goal. You could argue João Moutinho's is even better.
Definitely was.
Better.
Bro, you know what's crazy, man? Looking at his stats, man. Oh, my gosh. Wolves should have won the game to me.
Wolves had chances to win the game.
Yeah, they did.
They had better chances.
I remember Jimenez had,
man.
I was watching it. He had 2-3 chances, half chances maybe, that he just couldn't turn and finish.
Yeah,
they had 11 shots and 8 on target.
Yeah, no, they definitely could have won it.
They're going to have to get some goals from the top.
But, you know, any team that goes to Old Trafford, you would think United is going to defend their territory. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. You see
the Old Trafford. The Old Trafford, I know you would not go there. Yeah. You expect to go on the win over there,
to
man.
Go there and draw.
Getting the draw was just, you know.
It's sad. In 2018, Man United, it's almost not even a surprise. It's really sad, the state of the club at the moment. In addition to that, to kind of go on to that subject, there was some shocking comments that just came to light today from Jose Mourinho on Paul Pogba during a training session. He told him that he's never going to captain Manchester United again under his management. What do you guys think of that?
He just needs to be quiet. Honestly, it's like...
Since I'm a Chelsea fan and, you know, I have some, you know, I used to like the man, but you know he has discredited himself. I swear, like
yeah,
you know the comments off. He puts in on a team, on the players, and on the club, everything. It really is unnecessary. Like
yeah, there's no point to just bash your player and to the media.
And this isn't the first time he's done this.
No, it's been the whole season.
Even before the season started, during the preseason, he was criticizing Martial, and it's just it's crazy to think that he continues to do these things week after week in the media, in the press conferences. So
it's crazy to me. Nobody else does stuff like that, and it just goes on and on and on until it finally ends. And then, you know what? Another team wants him in 3 months.
Hey,
and he does the same thing in 3 years.
Who leaves the club first, Mourinho or Pogba?
I think Pogba should come to Chelsea, man.
I think Pogba should.
If it's a style.
Realistically, where do you think he's going to go?
Well, if we don't buy a qualification, you can just, you know, get Pogba.
I'd say he goes to Real Madrid.
He can go to Real Madrid, but you know what I'm saying? If you're in Madrid,
long-term replacement for Modric, maybe.
But if maybe. If Real gets Pogba, that means qualification is
Chelsea. That's cool. That's
then,
a good
okay,
deal.
Okay,
that'd be,
okay.
That'd work out perfect.
Okay, then. So you say he's going to start. Okay, where are you going to put...
But I'm saying things always work out.
On Isco, where they gonna play?
They might leave by then. You never know.
Where they gonna go?
So I think there's a lot of scenarios that could play out there.
I think Pogba should leave first, and Woodward should fire Mourinho first, so he doesn't leave. I mean, so Pogba doesn't leave.
Wow. So I guess it depends on the string of results when that. Sacking would take place.
Yeah, they'd have to do it quick.
But they have to do it now because guess what? They're still in Champions League. They can still recover in the league title.
They just lost today to Derby County, so string results has not been great.
Yes, so basically now if they fire Mourinho, they can get a manager that can at least, you know, get them up running again until they get a good replacement next year.
It's not going to be a overnight thing. It's difficult for any manager.
No.
I don't think it would be because I feel like he plays players in the wrong positions, like, honestly.
Tactics are getting stale, bud.
Like, you know, Mati should play deep and Fred should play, you know, next to him if they want to keep playing Fred. And Pogba should play along with them. They play, like, a 4-3-3.
Yeah, I don't think they...
And they can push Sanchez up top.
Yeah, they don't have an identity in that team.
And then have Lukaku next to Sanchez, and then they can have Rashford the other side. They don't have a little pace or something.
Yeah, it's been a struggle for a lot of individuals. Sanchez.
But if Jesse Lingard comes back from injury, then they can press that with, you know, Rashford can come off as a sub.
Yeah, I mean, they have the tools to be a decent side. They're just not utilizing them correctly. So we'll see how they go going forward. But that is a very disappointing result for United at home to a newly promoted side. Going forward with Liverpool versus Southampton, a comfortable 3-0 win for Liverpool. Shaqiri in his Premier League debut was heavily involved. First goal was an own goal, but he was very instrumental and he took the shot that led to the own goal and had a lovely strike off the underside of the woodwork right before halftime, which led to a tap-in for Mo Salah, leading to Liverpool fans saying, Mo Salah is back. Well, I don't think he was ever gone, but apparently Salah needs to score a goal a game to be back. I wouldn't say that. He's fine.
Another good game for Liverpool. They just grinded out another result.
It's a good result, but you know, at what cost? And that's what I'm thinking. You know, I keep saying at what cost? Because you know, I feel like you guys should have rested him because the two upcoming games, and after that, you guys going to Napoli is gonna be tough for you guys.
We've had some good squad rotation. I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, my thing is they're still not even at full strength. So when Ox comes back, when Lovren comes back, when Klein comes back, when they all come back, they're gonna have rotation.
You can't expect for that. You can't expect for that because at this point anything can happen.
Yeah, yeah, but anything they're gonna can have really to happen, buy like, into
right
it.
Now,
so
right now you have, you know, Van Dijk, you know.
But Gomez has like a little nod, and he's been fantastic.
So if you know,
I agree. Gomez has maybe arguably been better than Van Dijk, which is crazy to think. I think Van Dijk's bringing it out of him.
He loves it.
The chemistry between the two of them. When I will keep up, as long as Gomez does not get injured, because he's had kind of a bad history with injuries. But if he stays fit, I think that could be a good long term partnership.
For me, I think this height test game is going to affect you guys somehow.
No, I agree. I think it's going to be a tough stretch. I think there's definitely high risk of injuries in all these games in a short time. Who's fit? Who's not? But the difference this year is having Is it top class depth? No, but it's way better depth than Liverpool's of the past. I mean, we had guys.
True. I agree with that.
I'm trying to think of some of the names that would come off the bench.
Ricky Lambert.
You know, Joe Allen. These guys that just Charlie Adams of the world. Man. It's been awful, but this year is finally a year.
Ricky Lambert was good at Southampton, right?
Yeah, he was decent.
Yeah, he was decent there.
Yeah, no, he was clinical there.
He was absolutely trash at Liverpool.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, like,
Balotelli.
Yeah, Benteke was not the greatest. Yeah,
Benteke was so good at
Aston Villa.
Man, I thought he was gonna be some crazy.
He was clinical.
That injury affected him a lot, though. I feel.
Yeah,
but yeah, their depth this year is a lot stronger than it has been.
But regardless of all that, Liverpool sit at the top of the league on 18 points out of 18. This is their best start ever, counting the win they had against PSG. So 7 consecutive victories for Liverpool overall in the season, 6 in the Premier League. Southampton sit 14th in the league with 5 points, so nothing to complain about. Another clean sheet for Liverpool. I don't remember the last time I saw this many clean sheets in such a short string of games for this club. I'm ecstatic. This is great. So we'll see, like Derek mentioned, if they can continue this in this tough stretch of games. That's going to be key for them. Leicester versus Huddersfield, 3-1. Comfortable home win in the end for Leicester, even though they went behind early. Huddersfield does not have that type of character to win a game over 90 minutes right now.
I don't see it, no.
Man, last year they impressed me a little bit, man.
They did?
Yeah, they were.
Last year they started with a little bang, man.
Yeah, Huddersfield were definitely fun to watch last year.
But you know, you would expect them to have at least a year of experience to go against this team and actually get a good result. But Leicester was at home, though. Leicester was at home, so you gotta give it to Leicester, though, because
it's okay. I was called to win for them.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I'm just saying, you know, end of the day was a good game, man.
Standout performer for me, Ben Chilwell. I think he should be England's starting left back, to be honest.
Yeah, he's underappreciated, isn't he?
He's
a solid player. He gets the job done.
He's so fun to watch too.
7 out of 10 performances.
Yeah.
How about Ryan Bertrand?
Who?
Ryan
Bertrand?
Yeah.
I don't even remember the last time he played for England, to be honest.
Like, he's good.
Ben Chilwell is more consistent.
He could play for them too. He's better than Danny Rose and Luke Shaw.
Yes.
At the moment.
I mean, Luke Shaw is good, no doubt. I think
Luke Shaw just can't stay healthy.
I think Chilwell has more potential.
And Mourinho just credits him so much, and he like this kid, you know, if he gets a good, you know, support system behind him, he can shine, man. The injuries, you know, was a bad impact on him, but
Vardy with another goal. Again, the man just doesn't stop scoring. It's insane. Like, yeah, I thought it was going to slow down when Mahrez left, but it just doesn't slow down.
No, he's clinical.
He's too old.
James Maddison.
He's
a free kick maestro for Leicester.
He's a good player.
I watched a video on him on his technique. It's pretty cool. That man, he's put in the work, practicing for those free kicks. So.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's a solid player. So Huddersfield sit at the bottom of the league on 2 points through 6 matches. Clearly, as we've mentioned, they're struggling big time. Who is going to step up for them? Don't know at this point. Leicester moved to 8th in the league with the win on 9 points on the season. Snoozer alert, Crystal Palace versus Newcastle, 0-0. Opportunities, both sides wasteful. Iosi Perez, in the beginning of the game, had a breakaway opportunity on a James Tompkins giveaway. Missed that chance. And then, arguably the miss of the season, Mamadou Sakho, across from Andros Townsend, point blank, back post, nobody marking him, and he missed the header. So, that kind of tells the tale of the game, just missed opportunities.
Hey, you know what's crazy, man? He's just like, you know...
Crystal Palace should have won the game.
They should have won the game, but man, what's going on with Newcastle, man? I mean, like, honestly, they have a low-key, a decent team.
I don't...
Like, they low-key has a decent team, but I don't like...
They're all individuals.
They're all individuals.
That's the problem. There's no cohesion for Newcastle.
I just don't know. They have a good coach, too.
They don't know how they want to play. They don't know what they want to be.
Who is the player that... You feel like with every team in the league, there's at least one or two guys where like they're the spine, or like the play flows through them to get things started. Who is that guy for Newcastle? I don't think they have that guy.
And I don't like how they keep rotating the strikers too much. Like, they keep playing two...
They're in serious trouble.
They do, like, two partnerships. So. Like, they put play one, they play it, they don't play this, play the two. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I see it that is, like players get isolated sometimes. Yeah, some, like Perez and Rondon get isolated.
Yeah, so they,
it's not a. There's, yeah, it's just not a good system.
They're not.
Yeah, it's confusing to me, man. Like the rotation is just crazy.
Yeah, and they are, I believe, 18th in the table now with that loss. Yes, 18th in the league. Earn only their second point of the season with the draw.
18th, man.
Damn. Crystal Palace sit 11th in the league on 7 points.
Wan-Bissaka, man of the match.
Wan-Bissaka. He's a fun player to watch. He really is. Yeah. Attacking mindset. Crystal Palace had 62% of the ball in that game, but still couldn't make anything happen. Yeah, just a overall disappointing game for both sides, particularly Crystal Palace at home, you know, dominating the stat line. Cardiff and Man City produced an embarrassment for the home team. Cardiff got walked out of their own park. City put up 5 on them. Riyad Mahrez got involved with a couple goals. Gundogan was brilliant. Bernardo Silva was brilliant. Aguero was brilliant. Everybody was brilliant on the score sheet and just the team in general.
I think City needed that win, though, for me. Don't you guys think?
Needed the win?
Yes.
For sure. I mean, I don't know. They weren't, like, desperate, but to keep the momentum going, keep the pressure on Liverpool. It's
because, like, they had, you know, poor result. And, you know, like, that draw, like, was bad. Like, same thing, like, at Chelsea. Like, the draw is just, you know.
We'll get there to the Chelsea result.
Yeah, we'll get there, man. But I'm just saying, you know.
But, yeah, to score 5 on any team and not allow a goal is that's a good result.
For right, them. They never took their foot off the gas. Because you know, Mars' last goal comes in the 89th minute. Yeah, you know, that just shows just, their ambition to continue.
They're ruthless. They did this to teams last year, and it was kind of ugly to watch sometimes. They'd be up 4-0 in the 90th minute, and you know what? They're going to go down and score 2 more on you.
Yeah, this team's no mercy, man, the way they play.
Especially when these teams that desperately need results are trying to attack, and then they just counter, and it's done.
Yeah, City are lethal. So City move up to 2nd in the league, leapfrogging Chelsea on goal difference, while Cardiff fall to 19th on 2 points on the season. So fun little fact here. I don't know if these guys are going to believe me or not, but all 3 of the teams that sit in the relegation zone are the teams I predicted to get relegated. I struggled with Newcastle for a while, but at the beginning of the season, I predicted Cardiff and Huddersfield to go down 100% for sure.
Dang.
And Newcastle, I was on the fence, but that was my 3rd team. So right now, the current bottom 3 are the 3 that I predicted to go down. Did you know who you predicted at the beginning of the season? Yeah,
Cardiff, Fulham, and Brighton.
Fulham? You predicted with the signings they've made and everything?
Yep.
Nah, I'm not seeing it. Brighton, I could see. Cardiff for
I was thinking about West Ham.
They've escaped.
Yeah, they escaped last year.
But not
year.
Much. They escaped. Well, they escaped still, relegation zone still even look, this year for now.
They have 4 points. It's 4 points. They have 2 points ahead of the other ones. Like, it's just like, it's not that big of a difference.
Oh, it's early in the season, of course. But yes. I'm saying just, it's kind of funny that right now that the 3 teams that are in the relegation zone are the ones I predicted. Will it stay that way? Probably not. But I think coming in the season...
No, I think the 2 will stay the same way.
I think Cardiff and Huddersfield are going down for sure.
Oh, I personally so think Huddersfield and Newcastle will go down.
You're not as confident about Cardiff going down for sure?
To be honest, it could be all 3 of them. But I think Newcastle and Huddersfield are for sure going down.
Yeah. Either way, all 3 of those teams...
They're not looking good.
Yeah, there's really no identity for any of those 3 teams, unfortunately. And this game, I don't even want to talk about it because I'm...
Embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed. I thought Bournemouth, was going to run the table all over Burnley. It was the exact opposite. Burnley crushed them 4-0 and made Bournemouth look like a 20th place team instead of a, what were they, 5th place coming in?
Yeah.
What happened to Bournemouth?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just, you know.
It's one of those just bad day at the office. Yeah. I think it was.
You can say bad day at the office, but I'm just saying, these kind of teams, man, I don't think they can keep that high of performance week in, week out.
They're inconsistent. That's why they're the middle tier team.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the thing is, they could have won that game, but they lost 4-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it wasn't one of those like, oh, it was 1-0, it was close, it just they couldn't finish. 4-0. I mean, they conceded 4 times.
Yeah.
To a Burnley side
that was playing awful.
Yes, they were, I believe, bottom before this
just
game.
Just came out of nowhere.
As you can see, I mean, we're pretty much speechless on this. you know,
wow,
the Premier League is it's shocking.
This is tough.
Burnley will lose next week now 4-0. You know, yeah, this is how it works. Yeah. It's crazy.
And Bournemouth will win 3-1.
Yeah, exactly. It's so hard to predict. So Burnley are out of relegation zone now with four points in 16th position in the table, and Bournemouth dropped to 7th on 10 points. So Bournemouth are still in a comfortable spot in the table currently, but that performance was shocking.
I think if Bournemouth finished 7th, that'd be pretty decent finish for them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't expect
that'd be great, yeah.
I don't expect them to finish above 10th, to be honest. 7th would be a huge achievement for them.
That's crazy for me.
I think they've overperformed at the start of the season. I don't think they'll keep it up, personally. Brighton versus Spurs. Chase, you called this one, right?
Yeah, I got this one right.
Exact score, 2-1. Congratulations.
I don't remember if I said it was going to be a late little...
You said it was going to be a late goal.
Consolation almost at that point for Brighton, which is really against what I mean, I said 1-1, but I was way off because I didn't think Brighton were going to be down 2-0 at any point or 1-0.
Anthony Knockaert is on fire for Brighton right
now. Yeah, as an individual, he is on fire.
Kind of a little ball hog, but he gets the job done for them.
Yeah, he's a bit of an individual player, but...
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he's been doing it for 4 years now. I remember him for Leicester a while back.
Yeah, he's producing. Spurs had their third string goalkeeper.
And he put in a good shift, to be honest, especially in the conditions. It was raining and it was really muddy. He put in a good shift.
Yeah, tough game to be thrown into.
Yeah, definitely.
He held his own. Lamella keeps scoring goals off the bench. He came off, scored the goal in the 76th minute, and that ended up being the difference.
Maybe they need to bring him on in the 45th.
You think he should start?
No.
Well, I mean, like...
No, he's impact sub. It works.
Huh? Who'd you ask if they started?
He said, should he start?
Oh, should Lamella start?
Yeah.
Since
he's scoring every time?
My question to you is, who would you start him over?
I'm because Moore on the other side, and the start Kane, and then have...
With Son back in the side, too.
And have Eriksen behind him as support.
I don't know
he's a super sub.
I think he's a good sub. I don't know if I start him. When he was starting, he struggled to produce over
but
long games.
How about Son? Son hasn't been doing a lot this
he's year. Just getting back into the...
He was getting back from the...
shift of things.
From the games.
You think Lamella would produce more than Son?
Absolutely not. As a player, too, Son is so much more creative.
Son is just,
he's better. I think there's really no...
Lamella's a
good.
Can't
think of a good one.
Lamella is a good player to come off the bench, though. No, he is.
Lamella is a great player to come off the bench.
Remember when he was coming from Roma and he was a highly rated prospect?
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about that. Spurs needed that victory though because they had two consecutive defeats coming into that in the Premier League. So they go up to 5th place on 12 points, and Brighton sit 13th on 5. So
there's a lot of pressure on the Spurs now because that shit they did so well.
But Brighton looks like the team that's going to fight all the way to the end with everybody this year.
Yeah, but nah, I don't think they're going to keep up the fight like that, man.
I'm not necessarily saying they'll finish above what you think they'll finish.
Yeah.
I'm saying that they're just going to fight with the team.
Every team, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to fight for that ball when it's rolling out of bounds.
Teams, if they beat them, they'll win uglies. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I agree with that.
They're a brutal
but I'm just
team.
Saying, I feel like, as this year continues, the team is going to start, the competition is going to get tougher and tougher because everybody's going to be trying to win and the competition is going to get tough. Like,
I agree.
So I can see them doing that, making it tough for teams to win.
For sure. Yeah. So Everton, Arsenal, or Arsenal, Everton, easy win at the end for Arsenal, 2-0. Contrary to what I said 3-2. Arsenal's defense, they prove me wrong. I like it. It's clean sheet. You got to be feeling good, Chase.
It was okay.
It was okay?
Yeah, it was okay. But Richarlison is a good player. He's a really good player.
You know what's crazy,
No doubt about that.
You know what's crazy, man? I miss when Everton used to be good, man.
I still think they can be okay. They just need to get that, like we've been talking about, they need to get that core together. They need to figure out which guys are going to play every game, week in, week out, and actually produce.
Yeah, they used to be a constant top five, top six team, threatening knocking on the door to top four. Yeah, and now,
Baines used to bang those.
Yeah, that's like, that's in the past now. Yeah, that's way long.
Yeah, we got it.
Phil
Jack Jelka,
the craziest defender of all time. Like,
Sylvain Distin,
was he about to go to United?
He was supposed to, like, 4 seasons.
Yeah, he was going crazy.
Yeah, they had a decent squad.
Yeah, they did. And like Jay said, they have some of the pieces now.
Yeah. They just don't have... I don't know who's going to play every week in, week out for them.
Yeah, the lineup's changing a lot.
No. Did you guys happen to see Theo Walcott's eye?
No. Yeah, what's up with that?
I think he got poked, honestly. I didn't see any replay or he got elbowed
or something.
Trying
to copy Firmino there.
Yeah. He had a couple chances, but yet again, his touch lets him down.
Yeah, that's one thing that's in his entire career that a lot of times have let him down is his touch.
Mm-hmm. He can run past you, but he can't dribble the ball past you.
That first touch, yep.
So you think I can defend him?
No, I can't defend him, but how many players probably think they can defend him? Jason step out there on the field this season. Yeah, let's get it.
1v1 me, Walcott. Let's go.
Hey, if I stay, I'll take Walcott.
I would take him on.
Yeah, automatic contract. Yeah.
I'll take him on. All I got to do is just follow him a little bit.
Yeah.
Or poke the ball, you know, a little bit.
So, Lacazette. Talk about that goal, man. That was sweet.
Oh, yeah. That was beautiful.
Wonder goal.
Gorgeous. I'm telling you, man.
He's got the potential.
I just don't know why you guys brought him and kept benching him and not starting him.
Well, now you're seeing that.
And now you're seeing Emery putting him with Aubameyang. You're seeing chemistry.
Yeah.
I've been seeing it. I'm not now seeing it. I've been seeing it. Yeah, I've seen it. And you guys are now seeing it. So.
Right. Even as a neutral, a non-Arsenal fan, it was like frustrating for me. I'm glad they figured it out.
I love the old Arsenal fans.
It was rough just seeing both your club record signings sit on the bench. One for the other, every other game.
Begs the question why, but I'm glad to see it's working now. Aubameyang got the second goal.
Offside again.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, I was going to say, don't even pretend. That was so offside. It wasn't funny.
I don't understand how the assistant missed it, to be honest.
What a shambles of a missed call. If Aaron Ramsey doesn't touch that ball... He was level before he touched it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he could have. I mean, he slipped, and then he put a little back heel.
He could have missed it, and then... Yeah. The VAR, this might be more of a push for VAR in the Premier League. I don't know.
I'm okay with it. It'll get things right, you know? I mean, everyone's going to complain here and there, but it'll get things right.
I like fluidity. I like the game to continue, but this kind of stuff...
Everton will feel hard done by.
This changes games. I'm not saying Everton are going to come back and draw. Everton will come back and win. But at 1-0 instead of 2-0.
Yeah. It gives the team confidence.
At least especially when it was two quick goals, two inside 2 minutes.
Or they can get a point, you know.
And it was basically game over from there. I don't remember Everton creating anything in the second half other than Digne's missed cross hitting the post.
You know, Arsenal were pretty resilient at home, and that's a true vintage Arsenal, at least scoreline. I don't know about performance.
The first half was awful. Though.
That's true. The first half was terrible from Arsenal, but they picked it up in the second half.
Do you guys want me to be honest with you guys about the Arsenal game? I fell asleep in the first half.
Yeah, the first half was
It was a snoozer. It was absolutely
so
100%.
I didn't fall asleep. Yeah. I woke up and I'm like, they still playing?
Oh, that was soccer.
Check.
That watching?
Still, just he's man, making the saves. Hey, everyone's hating, but he's going in.
Don't hate my man, Check. Check is the best goalie he's ever. Hey, I like what he's doing for Arsenal.
How he's trying to change.
He saves about 9 saves. You know, and they said 9 games.
That's what John Terry said. He'd save them 13 points that one season they bought him. But guess what? They cost him 15 points.
Yeah. No, this year I'm probably sure. This year he's going to save you guys about 2.
He probably saved us a point there, to be honest.
Oh, at least. Yeah, Cech has been, don't get me wrong, like Chase said, with the saves, he's been fantastic. It's just the distribution's going to work out a little bit. Yeah. But
who do you prefer to be a goalie right now?
Him?
Cech?
Yeah, 100%. He's on fire, saves-wise. On fire. Mm-hmm. I mean... They put Leno in Europa League, and he wasn't the clear favorite. I didn't see anything where I was like...
I haven't seen him play until then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but
so basically, no,
going.
He needs
time. Cech still got it, and Leno doesn't look ready to step up yet for that
role. He needs time, I mean, like, the goalie has to learn his defense. He got to be in actual game situation, like, big game situation, Because you can, you know, practice is practice. You know, it's a different.
Right. Czech's been here. It's not like this is all new to him.
Yes, Czech is experienced and all that, and this guy is just.
As an Arsenal fan, I also want to say that Ramsey cannot play with Ozil. They cannot play on the same side. They both want to play that 10 free roam role, and it just doesn't work with both of them in there. You gotta, if you're gonna play Ramsey and Ozil, play Ozil in the 10 and play Ramsey out wide, or play him deeper. I don't know, but.
So you don't like them both?
No, it's in the same. It just looks so ridiculous out there because one of them's running forward, the other one's got to track back, and then the other one's gonna get caught tracking back, the other one's gonna get caught running forward, and it's just they both don't want to defend the whole game.
It seems like they both.
They don't want to defend. What you mean? They don't want to. They don't.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying, like, if you know, I would have Ramsey on the bench for me because I'll have him coming in for Ozil. towards the end of the game, because then he brings in a little bit of different play than Ozil.
Yeah, if I had to pick one to start, I'd pick Ozil
for sure. Definitely, 100%. But like, would you take Aaron Ramsey at Chelsea? Because I saw that rumored a while ago.
No, I wouldn't, because he doesn't really fit the play style.
I think I agree with that.
He doesn't.
Would you take him at Liverpool? Because I saw that rumored as well.
No, I would not. Not on this current side, no.
But right now, this play style, he doesn't.
I think you can fit in both, to be honest.
As a player, yes.
But in the role that you're saying, super sub, bring him on. Let him create a little bit with tired legs.
I like him as a good squad player.
If he's a squad player, yes.
Because he just doesn't...
He's not very consistent.
Yeah. Right, from the start. Thing, he's just kind of there.
Yeah, that one season. What is his role? And he's kind of riding there.
He's better when other legs are tired, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, that's what I feel like he
when
would
he
be
comes
better.
On, he's the energetic one. Yeah. Right, I agree with that. Fun fact from that game is that Arsenal only had 5 shots on target to Everton's 6, but Arsenal's defense improved. Yeah. And that's the key point there to take from
Czech.
That. Yeah, again, that just a testament to Czech.
Arsenal defense is trash, just so you guys know.
Okay. Chase, keep watching. What do you think about that? Do you Derek has season, fired shots season, your way?
I agree.
You agree? He is not arguing this point. However, the trash defense got a clean sheet, so
yeah, yeah. What's up?
Hey.
You got a clean sheet too, but we haven't even talked about that game yet.
Yeah, and that game is next, so we're going to get right into that. Yeah. So before
you
we get
an,
there...
You took a basically an L.
Ugh. Arsenal, 6th on the table on 12 points. Everton fall to 12th on the table.
Tied with Spurs, and we lost to City and Chelsea. And beating Man United, and they lost to Brighton. And who else... I don't even remember, but they've just been shit, so...
These are key points that Chase is making. You got to look at Arsenal's record and the teams they've lost to, so...
They're on a good run when they're supposed to be, and other teams aren't on good runs when they're supposed to be.
Yeah, that's a fair point. So now the game we've just been dying to get to. The West Ham versus Chelsea game, because if you don't already know from some of the bias in this podcast, Mr. Derek is a Chelsea supporter. Derek, tell me what you think about that performance, that 0-0 draw. Are you disappointed? You should be.
Yes, I am disappointed because, you know, if my team, they say they want to compete for these trophies and you have a player like William still being my own match, I don't know how, not being more attacking-minded, like, you have a one-on-one, just take them on. Don't try to slow down the pace of the game, because when you slow down the pace of the game, you allow other defensive players to recover, and which is bad for us because then we don't have space to, you know,
it's funny that he says Willian like, slowed down the pace of the game because he's a quick player, player that he's...
Like,
you feel he slowed the game down.
Like, look at Pedro. When Pedro is in, Pedro is just always running at the players. He always running at them.
He's and a pretty direct player, I'll give you that.
And I guess why? It creates more chances, but I believe Willian can pass 1, 2, 3 players.
So do you think Willian tries to do too much? Like, he gets in his own head and tries to be too creative. Like, he just tries too hard.
It's not sometimes. He tries too hard, I think, you know...
Just holding up.
He's he's. Let me say overthinking. Cause
would you sell him?
If we replace him with a good player, yes.
But well, I'm talking, you replace him from within, like Pedro.
Just Pedro.
Yeah, just Pedro.
In the lineup, would you start Pedro or Willian?
Right now, yes.
Ooh, interesting. Wow. I mean, Pedro's been decent this
year.
Yes,
Pedro's been nice because you know why I say that because if you look at our play style, right? Because everybody gets here can see and agree that Hazard is our go-to man, right?
Yeah.
But honestly, like when they do shut him down, you'd expect like a player like Willian that has ability to pass 1-2 players to come alive and
because kind of quiet.
Yes,
weekend.
He was quiet because guess what? They kept closing him in. He had no gap. Every time the ball goes to him, they close him down quick.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone when it kicked the ball to Willian, he slowed the game down. The defense recovered back in the shape, and then see like if he was a quick player, he would have attacked him. Pedro would just have done that. He would have ran.
It's interesting that.
And guess what? For West Ham, they were playing offside traps, right?
They were playing
the high line.
Yeah, they were playing high press.
I would expect, Hazard and them to just slip through Willian, slip through, and they have over,
Yeah, with the pace they have, it's just interesting that he has Willian, he's criticizing him in that particular performance, as even though he was the man of the match. I mean, it's hard to pick man of the matches in a 0-0 draw.
Yeah. But I don't really count that. I don't think he does either.
It's not like Willian was outstanding. Nobody was outstanding.
Nobody was outstanding, but I count that as a loss for us because
those are points that you're supposed to be picking up, like yes, I just said.
Those are points we should have been now.
A struggling West Ham.
Yes, so we should have been in second place right now. By now,
third on goal difference.
So now, with City on points. Now, but we're going to have to go to Anfield to pick up those points. And it's going to be a tough one. You know, this was going to be
the game in the Premier League is at the Bridge, actually.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
Bridge,
the Carabao Cup game coming up.
My fault.
No, you're good. Yeah, so that's going to be fun. Chelsea-Liverpool about to play back-to-back games, so we'll get into that little debate here in a second. Andre Yarmolenko, in addition to Sako's embarrassing miss, likewise, Yarmolenko missed a sitter pretty much on Robert Snodgrass's beautiful picture-perfect cross. Could have won them the game over Chelsea, and he missed it.
I went on a walk a couple days ago, and the church right there on Niles Buchanan Road, the pastor's name is Rob Snodgrass.
You're kidding.
Nope, I'm not.
Well, it is a small world. Is he Scottish descent?
I don't know. I kind of wanted to go in there and meet him and just hope I saw a little Scottish guy, you know, kicking a soccer ball around,
like
around the world
like a
or
kilt
something.
Or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
Hey, you know, I'm talking about West Ham, bro. If these injury problems, you know, are solved, they're going to have a decent little offensive line, man. I'm just saying.
You know, West Ham, Chase and I were talking about in the previous episodes, they have a solid squad, and they've invested a ton of money. They should be doing better.
$3 million.
This team should be at least a top 10 team.
Like, you know, you think about it. None of
this team should be.
Yeah.
Six. Seven.
Realistically, that's not far.
But the injury is affecting them because,
you
know, Lanzini's not in.
Yeah, he's still out for a while.
You know,
Chicharito
is a really bad play against Chelsea because he's always scoring against Chelsea, man. I don't know how this man, you know, always scoring against Chelsea, man. They would have used him this week. No, they would use them. They could have stole a point, you know, more than a point.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Chelsea had 72% of the ball.
West
Ham only had one shot on target. Chelsea can't.
Jorginho broke the record for most passes. Right?
Once again, Jorginho, the
sideways
pass monster.
Sideways
pass monster breaks the record.
He's got to stop passing it sideways so many times. Oh, my goodness.
That's why he's getting his count so high.
Yeah. He's a good player.
Going to be the next Jordan Henderson.
He does pass.
But sideways. The thing is, like, this is what I'm saying. Like, the game
creative.
Is, yes, he's creative, but the game is not thrown right to one side.
No.
Because, like, you know, like I keep saying, like, when you see the side where Hazard is, and see the way Kovacic, Alonso, and Hazard, how they rotate and how they play there, and you go the other side, you see Kante, and you see
Willian,
you see Aspilicueta and Willian. Willian is not as offensive player, right? Like, he's not gonna go there and do that what Alonso does. Like, we all know that. And then we have, you know, Kante. Kante is more as a defensive player, but he can really go up front and do something.
Yes. I've seen him more in advanced areas this year.
Yes.
He has been. Okay.
But, he can do something about that. But the thing is, we have, you know, like I said, Dave, he doesn't really, you know, attack us like, you know, like Alonso. So we have to count that. And if I have a player like Willian that's supposed to be the one that could be attacking us, not attacking, well, we really have, well, you know, it's not even sided, you know. So a team can really put the emphasis, you know, they shut this side down everywhere Hazard is, the side is, and then the flow of the game is going to slow down. Because, you know, the flow of the game is better there. That's how I feel. And then the other side is just, they can contain it easy. That's our weakness.
We'll have to see because they can't afford to lose points this weekend.
They can't afford to lose those points, yes.
No, they cannot.
And I feel like, you know, Chelsea's going to go, this January is going to buy another winger.
In January is going to be fun this year to see what some of these top teams do.
Not for me. I see another boring
January. You know what I see, man? I see Chelsea banging Neymar.
You heard it here, people.
But, you know,
Chelsea,
you know
FC
what I
say.
Hot take. Super hot.
You know why I say that, though?
Sizzling hot.
You know what I'm saying that, though?
No.
I want to know. I'm curious.
Because Chelsea is going to be the next greatest team, you know.
Oh, they're gonna be the new
years.
PSG just with that.
It's not a new PSG. It's gonna be, you know, one of the best Premier League teams of all time.
But of all time, not.
But you know, it's a build up right now.
Oh, I get what you're saying. So you're gonna be like the next City of last year, but better.
But better, yes.
They're gonna score 110 points.
Next year. They're gonna be
I'm not talking about all that. You know, I'm just saying we're gonna have
Invincibles.
It's not invincible. We're gonna have a decent team that, you know, is gonna be challenge. So hard to beat. It's gonna be hard to beat us. It's gonna, okay. We're gonna have a.
I like that.
You know, it's like a mini Barcelona, but.
I mean, I would agree if they got a player of Neymar's caliber, sure they would with be. With Hazard extremely,
on the wing, it's just gonna be tough.
Oh, they're
I'd be so
these.
Down if Neymar came to the Premier League. Yeah, I'd be pissed that he went to Chelsea,
a rival, but it'd be fun to watch.
Yeah,
he'd score a couple goals. You
think,
I'm sure.
But you think with all these players coming to Premier League, like. We have Alexis Sanchez on the bench, man. They can afford having Neymar in Premier League.
Here's the thing about Neymar with Chelsea, though.
Why?
Hazard has always been that guy.
Yes.
Does Neymar coming into Chelsea
limit affect it?
Hazard?
No, I don't
you know
think.
I mean? Do they fight for that lead role?
No,
you know?
I don't think they're gonna fight over that lead role because Hazard is basically like he's basically now a legend at Chelsea. So basically, you know. There's nothing Neymar can do to win over, you know, like what Hazard has done there. You know what I'm saying? Hazard is going to always be the man, like John Terry. You know, everything happened.
If Neymar played long enough, he could.
Every time they discredited John Terry is still the man. Like, we loved the man. It's like same as Hazard. Hazard was done. There's no, like, drink the drug, but if, you know, we cannot, you know what I'm saying? He's not going to overshadow him. Because
Hazard
has a lot, they can coexist. And they're probably going to be loved because then the game is going to be so quick and it's different.
Oh, it'd definitely be quick.
The play style is so different. Hazard, to guard Hazard and Neymar at the same time. It is stupid.
There'd be tackles flying in everywhere.
You'd
tell
get
you that.
Smashed Man. Some game.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like
they'd get destroyed physically.
Oh, yeah. It'd be rough.
I mean, what do you think would be a good striker for them? Morata or Giroud?
Oh, we should actually just talk about this earlier. Lukaku would be perfect for them right now.
Bring him back.
We'll be perfect, man. But I'm saying, like, it's, I don't think Chelsea can afford to buy them together.
Oh, you're saying,
Neymar and Lukaku?
Hell no.
No chance. Not
I hope not. That'd be bad.
I mean, that means, you
financial
know,
fair
that
play?
Means that means Ramon had to, you know, to be like, you know what, we're going all in. It's time to win everything.
You'd have to sell your boy Willian then, for sure.
Yes, we'll have to sell Willian and Papa Pedro.
For like 40 million and Pedro for like 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have Odoi and we can also bring Michy Batshuayi back just to, you know.
Barkley will play more.
Yeah.
Nah, they're not getting Neymar.
That's my dream, man.
Yeah.
I wish my dream would come true.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens. So that was today's hot take with Derek. That's a good one. I like that one. So we three-star segment. Riyad Mahrez, hard to debate that one. 2 goals for City. He looked brilliant. Joe Hart with a clean sheet against Bournemouth. Had some great saves as well. And Alexandre Lacazette for that wonder strike against Everton. So those are your three stars of the week in the Barclays Premier League. For the power rankings, this one was pretty universal across the board. We got Liverpool first because they've won every game, obviously. Manchester City take up second spot with the victory over the weekend, emphatic victory. Chelsea fall to third just because they drew against West Ham. And then Tottenham Hotspur move up to fourth with the victory over Brighton. So Watford out of the picture as well with that draw against Fulham. So without further ado, we are going to get into the game week 7 prediction. So this is going to be fun because we have 3 people now. And these scores are probably going to be all over the place. So the first match, the early game, features West Ham versus Manchester United. I've got a 1-1 draw. I can't see United winning this game on the road in their current form. Chase, what do you got?
1-0 Man United.
You got a Manchester United victory.
Yeah, just another really ugly game.
Scruffy draw.
Yeah. No, not draw.
Oh, I'm sorry. Victory for United. Yeah, I have a draw, and I think
they would win.
Why would you think United gonna win afterwards? You know, going on at United.
I know.
But first of all, you forgot. You know, West Ham just had a good result against Chelsea.
So this is a man
you
right
know,
here. Who's, he knows.
No, I'm just saying. On top of that,
team struggled against them.
No, it's not. We struggled against them. I'm just saying Chelsea has been on a good run, and we outpossessed them, outplayed them, right? And they still have managed to pick up points from us, right?
It's a fair point.
And they're going to the team that's, you know, having a lot of chaos. And on top of that, on poor form, I just had a poor performance today as we speak.
5-0,
right?
You got 5-0?
No, I don't have 5-0. I'm going to tell you guys my results, you know, in a second. But, you know, they're going to go to West Ham. West Ham, you know, played us without their best player on the team. And the best player is coming back this weekend, right? You know, they're going to have they're going to have a little decent, you know, defense, and they're at home, so they have to perform.
My only
argument is... if they're going to have to perform, I think it's going to be 2-1 for me. Just saying, West Ham.
Oh, dang.
Yes.
What do you got?
2-1 West Ham.
2-1 West Ham victory.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I almost went that way.
Really?
At first, yeah. I
can see it coming.
No, you guys are buying too much into this whole locker room thing.
I'm not buying too much into it. Oh, I understand that. Absolutely.
I'm not buying much into it. But the thing is, like, you know, if a player is not, like I said, if players are taking corners now, right? Pogba is taking his corner. You know, this is taking this and this and that. And the coach is, you know, subbing the players however he wants, you know.
That's why I don't have four. I only have one.
On paper, Manchester United are a better team. Way by far. Better. By far. 100%.
But anything can happen with them, though. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if, you know, West Ham had to hold them to 1-1 and they get the late winner, they would just go in.
Okay, so if Manchester United don't win, West Ham's not going to win.
Yeah, I mean,
I've been wrong before.
So, yeah, we all kind of agree it's going to be kind of a low-ish scoring game, though. Yeah. It's not going to be easy for one team or the other.
It'll be ugly.
Either way. Arsenal at home against Watford. I got a 2-1 for Arsenal in this one. I think Watford, again, kind of like Bournemouth, maybe overplayed, whatever. Arsenal looking like they're on good form. They're legitimate.
I got 2-0 again. Another clean sheet.
That defense?
Yeah.
What you got, Derek?
No.
2-3.
To Watford?
Yes.
Oh, boy. All right.
There's some hot takes on this one, folks.
Watford, you know, like I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, sometimes when Arsenal plays against teams like this, Arsenal, the physicality is not there.
Watford beat us last year, and Tom Cleverley scored in the 95th minute.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You know, Watford can really put up a challenge and actually put out a result. Because, you know, Arsenal's defense is not really consistent. Like, it's always,
that's why it's going to get consistent right here.
You think Watford on the road, though? I can see Watford at home.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, that's a bold one. Everton, Fulham. I've got a high-scoring one here. I've got Fulham finally breaking that curse of draws and losses and winning 3-2. Everton don't look convincing to me.
1-1.
Ooh.
Just 1-1. Simple game.
0-2.
To Fulham?
Fulham is winning, yeah, 2.
2-0, wow.
Clean
sheet. I've got 5 goals in this one. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like it's going to be a goal fest. But
who's going to be scoring like that?
For Everton? That's a good question. Maybe it should be 3-0 or 2-0. I don't know. I think only because Everton's at home, I give them a couple goals, but I'm probably going to be way off like I was for last week. So.
Hey, I buy you breakfast if they do that.
If the score is 2-3? If I get these scored exactly right, Everton 2, Fulham 3, you're buying me breakfast. Yeah. You heard it here, folks.
What'd you say? What's yours for this?
0-2.
Okay.
That's probably more realistic scoreline, but, you know, we'll see what happens. Huddersfield Spurs, 3-0 Tottenham.
Same. You know what?
Same.
I think it means 1-3 Spurs winning, though.
But you give Huddersfield like a consolation.
Yes, because they've been you know, sneaking goals in here and there.
They've been early, though.
Yes, but I'm just making the stats look good. That's all, guys.
Pat the stats on Huddersfield. I can respect that.
Yeah, you said it earlier that they made you a little bit happy last year. They played good, and now you're like, we'll give you a goal.
We'll give you guys a goal.
You're still going to lose, but...
You're boring to watch this year, but we'll give you a goal.
Hey, but you're going to hate... These guys going to hate me. Their fans going to, like, you know, see me on the streets and throw bananas at me. I'm sorry, guys. You know, I didn't mean to just, you know, trash talk your
Russia,
teams.
Man.
Yeah, it's all good, man. the realism here is their team is struggling, so...
Yeah, it's struggling. They need help.
Man City versus Brighton, 3-1. Brighton's a tougher team than Cardiff. It won't be a 5-0. I'm sorry.
Which one?
Man City versus Brighton. I got 3-1.
Man.
I got 4-1.
Okay. That's...
I got 5-0.
Another one.
Back-to-back.
Back-to-back, City.
You know why I say 5-0? Because, man...
Brighton isn't good?
Oh, because, like...
City's going?
City needs another good win. That's how I feel.
That's all they do is get, seems like, 3-4-5. But, I mean, like,
if they give them another win, it's going to put a pressure on Liverpool and Chelsea. That's how I feel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, City were the defending champions.
You know, of course, they know players going to start, you know, thinking that City's time to pick up the pace now. Let's all pick up pace.
Pep's got them firing. Newcastle, Leicester. 2-0 Leicester.
2-0 Leicester.
Ooh. Newcastle, man. Last time, just 2-2 a draw for me.
Whoa.
He's giving them hope. Who's going to score?
Yeah, who's going to score for them?
Hey. Paris and Kennedy going to score.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah, they definitely.
I believe my boy Kennedy. You know, he needs to
step it up. Wow, that's a Chelsea fan speaking.
No, it's not a Chelsea fan speaking. I like Kennedy. Speaking. I admire the kid. The kid has the skills. He just sees out to got to change. He got channel his energy into football. Nah, he's childish, you know, behaviors, man.
Yeah, he just needs to step it up. Stops
getting those silly red cards for no reason, man.
Yeah, he's got to step it up.
That'll cost you. I got 2-1 for Wolves versus Southampton. Wolves at home win it.
2-0.
Okay.
Wolves, man. 3-2 for me.
3-2 Wolves?
Yeah.
Wow. Goals.
He's got 5 in that one. Okay.
He just said another 5-0, right? And then he said 3-2 Watford.
Yep. You got an entertaining weekend. I hope it turns out to be like your weekend, so that'll be fun to watch. Cardiff Burnley, 2-0 Burnley. I'm riding that Burnley bandwagon plus Cardiff just got embarrassed.
2-1 Burnley.
Okay. Our scores have been pretty close to some of these.
But no, 0-3 Burnley.
Okay,
that's fair.
Cardiff's poor.
Yeah, they are. They're going down. I'm sorry. Bournemouth.
Guess what? They need him on the team.
Cardiff needs Derek. Guys, if you were looking for... What position are you going to play there?
Anything.
Any position, just to help them out.
No,
right back.
I want to score goals for them because that's what they're lacking, man.
Yeah.
I can put my Mario Balotelli shirt on.
Balotelli comes out there. And
Junior.
Balotelli Junior. Bournemouth, Crystal Palace. This was the hardest game for me to call. Because it was so difficult for me to call, I settled for a 2-2 draw.
I said a 2-1 to Bournemouth. Ooh. But... I have no idea about this game.
This game's hard to call. What you got?
2-1.
You guys both got 2-1 Bournemouth? Okay, that's fair.
Yeah,
Crystal Palace struggling to score.
Crystal Palace, you know, I think Zaha might do something sleaky, you know.
They rely on him so much.
I mean, they get no. But
they do, and it can hurt them.
He might, you know, he might produce something for them.
Yeah, I think he'll be involved either way, at least with a goal or assist. So we save the best for last. The absolute banger for game week 7.
Shocker.
Chelsea versus Liverpool at the Bridge. And mind you, they have a game midweek tomorrow in the Carabao Cup at Anfield, and then this weekend in the Premier League at Anfield, or at the Bridge. We'll stick to the Premier League game for the sake of this discussion. I'll go first. As a Liverpool fan, without bias, I've got Liverpool dropping points for the first time in a 2-2 draw. Liverpool struggle at the Bridge. I'll admit that. A draw.
Fine. I hear you.
You hear me, but I know we're not on the same page already.
I think I saw something that said Liverpool is like they've won 2 out of their last 11 against the top 4.
Is it that bad?
3 out of the last 11, something like that.
But if you guys look at the history of you guys coming to the Bridge, it's not been good for you guys.
No, it's not. I agree.
On top of that, you guys are on a good form, and they're also on a good form. So basically, you know, I give it to us. I think it's gonna be 2-1 because you guys must, you know, sneak.
I respect the scoreline. That's a good scoreline.
Because you know, I was waiting
for like a 4-0 or something crazy.
No, but at the end of the day, it's just, you know, it all depends on what happens tomorrow to me. That's how I feel.
Yeah, but I can see that. I think some players
it's gonna affect you guys more than us.
I didn't think I got my prediction in. 3-1 Chelsea.
The Bridge. Hey, that's supposed to be
3-1 Chelsea. So let me get this straight. The Arsenal fan has a bigger deficit than the Chelsea fan.
But I'm just saying. Either way, we must get this 3 points. But the thing is, why you know what I'm saying?
Either way, they're getting that 3 points.
But we need those 3 points because
it'll be huge for Chelsea.
Because it's gonna be huge for us. On top of that, it's gonna put the title race in a good competition.
Oh, it'll be fun. Yeah.
Because you know, City go win. That means.
I wouldn't be shocked if Liverpool lose. Don't get me wrong.
Vegas not going to be too much behind, so I guess you shouldn't worry.
It'll be okay. We'll just be a point behind. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. You guys still have to return to Anfield. I'm not worried. You know, it's whatever. I just want to see a good performance. I don't want to see like a 2-1, but we play like crap, or even a 2-2 and we play terrible, or a 3-1 for that sake. If it's a 3-1 and we actually played well, but just had a couple of defensive lapses or whatever, fine. But I just, it'll be worrying for me if we've been on this good form and then Chelsea just like run us out of the, you know, off the field. So, which I don't think will happen. I think it'll be a close game. Either way.
It all depends who you guys play.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun to see how the squads rotate from the Carabao Cup game.
It's gonna depend on how, you know, you guys gonna stop Hazard. I mean,
he's dangerous. He's definitely better at Kripstein.
And then also is, you know, who starts for Chelsea as a striker is if they start Giroud. It depends how you guys gonna, you know, go about, you know, Giroud. And Pedro is coming back on the lineup, so
Giroud is good with his hold-up play.
So if Pedro comes back in the lineup, I really do have good confidence in us.
Giroud's always been decent against Chelsea, too. I mean, well, against Liverpool.
Yeah, against Chelsea for Arsenal, yeah.
And
for
them against Liverpool, too. Yes.
Yeah.
So basically, you know,
he steps up against big sides.
But I'm just saying, like, and we just came from a poor performance, you know.
You think he's going to have him ready to go?
Yes. They fired up because this year we have a good, you know, chance to win a lot of cups. You know, trophies.
Do you think Chelsea are legitimate title contenders this year?
Yes, of course, 100%. I believe so. Because I mean, just look at what they have right now.
Like, you're off to a good start.
We're off to a good start, and you look at our schedule. Our schedule is not as heavy as other, you know, clubs.
Yeah, they haven't. This is their first. Arsenal,
but we have, you know, the big games are spread out for us. Even if the cup games, we have all the easy cup games. The competition is so easy.
The competitions that they're in are not as serious.
You know, unless, you know, we win the Europa and then we have to, you know, start doing the Champions League, you know, stages. Then we can start facing teams that is going to cause, you know, fatigue for our players. But
for this season, by then,
it's under January. We can always, you know, buy a player or two, you know.
Last time you guys didn't have European competition, you guys came out and won the league, so.
Yeah.
They can focus on the league, and that does give a big advantage to Chelsea to be able to have that focus. One thing that I think, though, could cost them is the depth is not as strong as it's been in the past for Chelsea.
But I think we can agree on that. What you mean, the depth? We do have the depth.
I don't think we do.
I feel like we do, you know, but the thing is just, you know,
we're going to have to see when
players,
they play.
Our players, you know, still have need some time together, you know, with a good winning mentality, because
you might have the
last
depth.
Year was a poor season for us. I feel like this year they start off well, and they gotta keep up with this winning, you know.
This isn't like the same. Think about some of the Chelsea winning teams in the past, though.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like this year's team has the same quality of depth as some of the past Chelsea teams that have been so dominant and have won the league and won games. Yeah, kind of like City are doing now. I don't see that in this team. I could see it easily a top 2 or 3 finish, no problem. I wouldn't be surprised if they win the league. Maybe a little surprised just because of City. You know, if they keep this up. But the thing that's going to help Chelsea, as we mentioned, is the fixtures. Because they can focus on the league, that could be the difference.
It's not even focusing just on the league. It's just the fixtures for us, you know. We have a hard game, like couple, you know, I'm not saying it's easy games, like the easy, you know, anything can happen in a game. All I'm saying, you know, these Chelsea can win these games with ease, you know. So I'm just saying that we have, between those, we have a lot of time.
Winnable games.
We can do this. You know, Chelsea has been there before. Yeah, if you look at Chelsea team, this is a Chelsea team though, you know, with, you know, few added players, but most of the players have been there for a couple of years and they've won the league. Mm-hmm. And they've won the Champions League too. Like, they can still do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's all...
This game will definitely set the title race in gear. It's still early in the season, but it'll give that team momentum. Whoever comes out, if it's a draw, then you can say, like, okay, who played better? Who showed more positive signs? Like, it'll just be fun to watch.
So this is,
reason.
Like, basically, you know, a starting point for the title race, as I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like now you're just going to see the teams, how it's going to separate it. Who's going to be, you know, chasing and who's going to be dropping.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun to watch. So what we're not going to do this week, because we kind of spent a little more time analyzing some of these games and other hot takes, we're not going to do the fantasy start set segment this week. But we do plan on bringing that back for next week's episode. So that'll take us to the end of Game Week 7's podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you all next week for Game Week 8.
Peace out.
Go Chelsea.